How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue with our series called Hard Questions, Pastor Rick Warren will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's Big Plans for Me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, How Can I Know God's Will?
You know, one of my favorite rides, I think they've closed it down in Disneyland, was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It was a real cheesy ride. You know what I'm talking about? Summer's End was better than Mr. Toad's Ride. And you know, you get on this little car and it jerks you around, but it looks like you're going to go into a wall, but all of a sudden the wall becomes a door. And then you go to another wall and the wall becomes a door, and you just keep going back and forth. Now, that's a parable of life. Right now, you may be at what you think is a dead end. We're never going to get out of debt. I'm never going to get out of this problem. Things are never going to work out. My dream is never going to come true. We're never going to have a baby, etc., etc. And you think you're at a dead end, and you say, this looks like a dead end. How is it ever going to ever work out? It's impossible. And right now, it may look dark. And it may look depressing, and you may feel defeated, and it may seem like a mystery to you, but if you will trust in God, at that point, as you trust Him, and as you move ahead in faith, and as you keep growing, God will make a pathway through the middle of the ocean, through the sea, and the waves will part. God does this time and time again. Some of you have just in the last year experienced a major tragedy, maybe a loss of a loved one. And you're going, why? I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense. Well, not everything in the world makes sense. And you're going to be frustrated if you try to figure it all out. And you're tempted to despair. One day, you're going to see in the light of eternity how it all fits together in God's timing and God's plan. One day. But until that time, what do? When God tells you to do something and it doesn't make sense? You do it anyway and you relax. Because when you relax, you're saying, God, I trust you. I don't understand this, but I trust you. Trust God. Now let me give you, when you're going through these times, three things to avoid, three errors to avoid. Write these down. Number one, don't be fatalistic. Don't be fatalistic. Now, what's that? That's the attitude of, well, whatever happens is God's will. Have you ever had something, you know, like some major problem happen and people say, well, it must have been God's will. When I say that, well, it must have been God's will, do you think of good things or bad things? Bad, don't you? Bad. Isn't that crazy? As if God's will is all the bad things in life. I mean, you know, if anything good to me happens, if anything bad to me, well, it must have been God's will. If anything good, well, I got lucky. The good I attribute to luck, the bad I attribute to God. Have you ever seen an insurance policy and see what they list as the acts of God? Hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes. Those are acts of God. Let me tell you some real acts of God. A baby being born. People, a marriage staying together for 20, 30, 40 years in a world where everybody's saying split. That's an act of God. So don't be fatalistic. This, you know, whatever happens is God's will. Que sera, sera. You know, that's, you know, Doris Day. That's not God. You do realize, folks, that God's will is not always done. Let's just cover that one again. Not everything that happens in the world is God's will. When little children are molested, that's not God's will. It's never God's will. When people are killed in wars, that is not God's will. God is not the author of evil. But God set up the world in which we have a freedom to choose, and sometimes, as human beings, we choose evil. And sometimes when people choose evil, innocent people get hurt. That's why we're to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Why should we pray that? Because it isn't always happening. In earth, God's will is always, in heaven, God's will is always done. But God's will is not always done on earth. That's why we're to pray. The Bible says the Lord is not willing that any should perish and go to hell. But do people die and go to hell and reject Christ? Of course they do. Why? Because God's will is not always done. We are given the freedom to reject God's will. Now, as Tom just said, every time you do that, you're the one who gets hurt. But we do have that freedom. Don't be fatalistic. The problem with that is, you know, God gets blamed for everything. You know, must have been God's will. And the other problem with it is it turns you into a puppet. The fact is, you are created as a human being in God's image. What does that mean, that you look like God? No, you don't look like God. What does it mean? It means that you have the freedom to choose, and you can be creative like our Creator. And so God gave you the freedom. You're not a puppet where He pulls all your strings and you always do the right thing. This idea of fatalism, that everything that happens is God's will, what does that do? It lends to self-pity, it lends to passivity, and it causes me to blame God for everything bad in my life rather than accepting responsibility that I caused the problem. Most of your problems you brought on yourself, and most of my problems I brought on myself. Now, people don't understand this, and so they're often waiting for God to do something that He's not going to do. Like, I've seen people, you know, they just kind of sit back in their lazy boy recliner month after month after month, and say, "Well, if God wants me to work, He'll give me a job." You know? It's like, you know, the guy who was on the roof after the flood, and a helicopter came by, and the boat came by, and, you know, another helicopter came by, and finally the waters rose, and the guy, you know, he drowned, and he goes to heaven, and he says, "You know, God, I prayed. I thought You were going to help me." He said, "Well, I sent two helicopters." You know, we want something supernatural or special. Now, many of you have not realized this, but you're actually asking God to make decisions for you. You say, "God, please make this decision for me." Well, you don't say it that way. But what you're really doing is you're saying, "I'm just going to sit here and be passive and, you know, contemplate the lint in my navel while eventually God's going to make the thing happen." You know, it's like, "I'm waiting for God to bring me a wife. I'm waiting for God to get me a job. And God's going, I gave you a brain, I gave you 2 feet, just get out and get involved, you know. Start looking for a job or whatever." As I said, God revealed a lot of His will when He gave your brain. So don't become fatalistic. You know, as a parent, I want my kids to grow up to the point that they can make wise decisions without having to check in with me. That's my goal for them. And that's God's goal for you. God doesn't want you to, you know, have to be, you know, as you're going down cafeteria line, "God, do you want me to eat broccoli or asparagus today?" You know, He wants you to be able to make wise decisions. Why? Because you know God. You know Him. So don't be fatalistic. Number two, don't be frustrated. If you try to figure everything out in your life, you're going to be very frustrated. And sometimes you're going to do what you think is God's will, and it's going to fail. And you're going to fall flat on your face. "Well, I thought God was leading me to start this business, and it fails." What do you do when there are no answers? Relax and keep trusting God, knowing that He's working on your character in all of it. And He has a good plan for you. The third thing is, don't be fearful. Don't get nervous. Don't get worried. Don't get defensive. Don't run from the issue. You know, have you ever been afraid to pray, "Lord, Thy will be done"? You'll say, I don't want to pray that. As if God's going to turn you. Listen, the closer you get to Christ, the more natural you become, not the more kooky you become. What is behind this fear of God's will? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Sometimes it's a fear of change. What if I pray thy will be done and God changes me and I don't like it? Sometimes it's a fear of commitment. What if God, I'd say thy will be done and then I think it's too hard? Or sometimes it's a fear of criticism. What if I say thy will be done and then somebody calls me a fanatic? The root problem behind all of this is you are doubting God's love. The Bible says there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Every time you're afraid of God's will, it's because you have forgotten how much God loves you. We always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. Always get into trouble. That is at the root of almost every one of your problems. You doubt God's love, so you don't trust Him and you don't obey Him. God's will is an expression of His love. Would you write this down in your outline? Never criticize an unfinished plan. Never criticize an unfinished plan. What do I mean by that? Never judge the path God leads me on till I get to the end of it. Have patience. One day you'll realize that God knows what He's doing. He knows what's best for you. You can't see what He sees, but He can see the end result. That path may be a path of pain. And all those delays and difficulties and problems are building character in your life. Psalm 37, read this with me. The steps of a man are established by the Lord. When he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hands. The steps of a man. You know, the Bible says that your life path was custom made by God for you. That's why it's a big mistake to try to copy somebody else's life. God doesn't want you to be anybody else. He wants you to be you. And it's a big mistake to not go on the path that He has for you and to, you know, follow somebody else. Trust God when I don't understand. Number five, the fifth principle is to act on what I already know to do. Act on what I already know to do. Now, look up here. The truth is, you already know a lot of things God wants you to do. You already know a lot of what God wants you to do with your life. So why haven't you done it? Why haven't you done them? Let me give you a principle. God is not obligated to give you step two until you've already done step one. Some of you keep saying, well, I want to know God's will for my career or my marriage. And God said, hey, let's get down with the basics. Are you reading your Bible? Are you in a small group? Are you tithing? Are you praying to me? You know, basic things. He said, well, no. I want to know about this over here. God says, I'm not obligated for step two till first you start doing what you already know to be the revealed will of God for your life. Now, we always make excuses. Well, I'm intending to do those things. That I'm gonna get around to it one of these days. And James tells us, anyone who knows the right thing to do but doesn't do it is sinning. It's sinning. If I know the right thing to do but I'm not doing it, I'm sinning. Look at the next verse. Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. Don't say, well, yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow or next week. Next week. So here's the question that I have for you tonight as we wrap this up. What do you already know to do but you haven't done yet? Look at the last verse. When you make a promise to God, don't delay in following through, for God takes no pleasure in fools. He's saying that I'm foolish when I've made a promise to God to do something and I haven't done it yet. So don't delay. Do what you already know to do. Let's bow our heads. Now, Jesus Christ wants to guide you through life. And He knows where He wants to take you, and He knows how to get there safely, and He'll never leave your side because He holds your hands. So much of your stress is unnecessary because all you have to do is follow. So my question tonight is, whose path are you going to follow through your life? Your path or the one God planned? Maybe you've wandered off the path. Maybe you never got on it. Maybe you've been wandering around confused saying, why am I here? What's my purpose? Well, I'll tell you why you're here. God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and He wants you to know His will.
So tonight, here's the question I want you to ask. Ask this to God in your mind. Father, what's my next step? Just ask that simple question. Father, what's my next step? And if it's to give your life to Jesus Christ and you've never done that, do that tonight. You've been thinking about it, you haven't done it, step across the line tonight. Whatever your commitment is, what's your next step? Would you commit to saying, Father, tonight I'm already going to do what I already know to do is right. Just say that. I want to do what I already know to do. And then pray this prayer. Lord, I do need your guidance in my life. I admit that I need it. And I ask tonight in faith that you will direct me. Help me to listen for your response. To not get so busy that I can't hear you, but to tune into you like the radio tunes in to the radio waves. And Father, when I don't understand it, help me to trust you, realizing that you often have a pathway through the middle of an ocean that nobody else knows about. Help me to not be fatalistic. Help me not to get frustrated. Help me not to be fearful, but to act on what I already know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or you can download the Daily Hope podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word, so please stay with us. The Bible says children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. We're so excited to tell you about a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible. And includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me Storybook Bible.
Request yours today by going to PastorRick.com or texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.